Oh, good morning. We was gone last weekend out in the Oxford area. You know, I enjoy going places and seeing different things. It's real pretty out that way, countryside. But there's nothing like being here with the home congregation. You all know that I'm always miss you all when we're not here. Or when some of you all are not here, we'll always miss you all. About 3 weeks ago, I guess it was 3 weeks, yeah. Roughly 3 weeks ago, I stood here and I turned a message entitled, If I Get to Heaven. I don't know how many people can remember that far back, but If I Get to Heaven. And in that message, we talked about a couple of things. We said that, you know, get to heaven because love of God. We can get to heaven because we are obedient to God's words. We went on to say that one can get to heaven because of being willing to deny the world and not follow the world. And that went on, and last of all, I said that one can get to heaven by having that great desire to really want to be with Christ and the Father in heaven. But that wasn't the end of it, because there's a flip side to this. The other side to if I get to heaven is if I miss heaven. If I miss heaven. Some people don't put too much thought in it. Some people say, oh, so what? No big deal. Most people in the world aren't thinking about not going to heaven. Oh, but nobody to heaven, no big deal. Hey, so what? World still goes on. Misunderstanding. World doesn't continue to go on. Read 2 Peter chapter 3, start verse number 10 and going down. This world comes to an end. So, this morning, let's just take a look at what that really entails. If I miss heaven. If I miss heaven. It is something that needs to be thought through very clearly and very seriously. If I miss heaven. Well, first of all, if I miss heaven, I will have missed it all. Say what? If I fail to stand faithful on that glorious day of judgment and hear Jesus tell me to come on to heaven, if I'm not one of those, if I miss heaven, I missed it all, people. I have missed it all. In John chapter 14, when Jesus talks with the disciples, start verse number 1, he encourages them by saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Jesus encouraged the disciples. Not only does he encourage them, he reminds them that there is a place prepared for you, where I'm going to be, where the Father's going to be. And you can be there. But see, if I miss heaven, I miss that glorious place. If I miss heaven, I miss it all. I will miss it all. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul brings to our attention something else that we can miss by missing heaven. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, start at verse number 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. From our gather here, Paul tells the church at Philippi that they should eagerly wait for Jesus to return, should be excited about the return of Jesus, and their bodies will be changed. So it tells me that I'm going to get a whole new body. If I miss heaven, I won't. If I miss heaven, I will fail to get that spiritual glorious body the Father has waiting for me if I miss heaven. Open the Bible, please, to Revelation chapter 2. He goes on in chapter 2 and talks about something else that if I fail to make it to heaven, I'm going to miss. In Revelation chapter 2, as they write to the church at Smyrna, it says in verse number 10, "Do not fear any of those which you are able to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Encouragement to be faithful until death, to receive the crown of life, eternal life. If I fail to live faithful and I miss heaven, I will miss the eternal life of being with the Father. See, when the picture gets very clear, if I miss heaven, I will miss it all. While in Revelation, turn over to chapter 21. Start at verse number 1. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for those words are true and faithful.'" Oh, how beautiful. He gives us a quick glimpse of heaven. If you miss heaven, you're going to miss a place where there's no crying. If you miss heaven, you're going to miss a place where there's no tears. You're going to miss a place where there's no pain. You're going to miss a place where there's joy, 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 and more joy. If you miss heaven, stop and think about it. You missed it all. If we fool around on this earth and play around in sin and miss heaven, on the day of judgment, we've missed it all. So maybe you and I and all the world need to stop and see just how serious and serious this. If we miss heaven, we missed it all. Now, secondly, as we think about the possibility of missing heaven on the day of judgment, there is no second chance. There is no second chance. If you stand on the day of judgment unfaithful, unrighteous, lost, no second chance. When traveling, you know, you can be late for a bus, late for a train, late for a plane. Even though you try very hard to get there, and by the time you arrive there, you watch that train go down the track, or watch that bus pull out of terminal, or you watch that plane fly away, and you stomp your feet. But then you think, hey, I still can get there. Sometimes you still can make it on time. It costs you a little more money. Maybe you have to wait an hour or two, but wait for the next bus. Wait for the next plane. Wait for the next train. You get a second chance, you still can make it. But on the day of judgment, if you miss heaven, Jesus says to you, depart from me. That's it. No second chance. No makeup. You can't wait a little longer for another chance. It's over. If we miss heaven, there is no second chance. Jesus was very serious about his teachings pertaining to heaven. In Matthew chapter 7, when he said, sorry, verse number 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Says that if you're going to go to heaven, it's going to be because you're doing the will, you're following the will, the teaching of my Father who's in heaven. You're not going to get there by an accident. Are you not going to stand on the day of judgment and say, well, oh, I didn't follow his teaching. Well, I get another chance. You don't get another chance. There is no second chance. If I miss heaven, not only have I missed it all, I won't get a second chance. In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3. Start at verse number 1. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Paul encouraged the church at Colossae to place their minds on spiritual things and have a mind focused on Jesus returning, and if there's any sin in their life, to put it away. Why is he doing these things? Why is he giving those instructions? So that they can be prepared on the day of judgment for the return of Christ. See, they would not be able to make these decisions on the day of judgment because it's going to be too late. There's probably going to be many people on the day of judgment going to want to repent and change their lives. And oh, I'm already going to attend worship service, everything. But it's going to be too late then. If I miss heaven, there's going to be no second chance to correct things. what really messed this world up is this teaching by false teachers that you get a second chance. My first story is Jehovah's Witness. They will say that if you don't make it to heaven, it's okay, you can stay right down here. This is going to be like heaven, no big deal. Another second chance. And then there's a rapture and all these different theories and teaching that it has. And false doctrine that says when Jesus comes, he takes some back with him and you can stay down here and you finish getting together, and then he comes back down here and take you again. Or he'll come back down and stay here with you for a while. And people are following this and they're believing this. So they're saying to themselves, so what if I miss heaven? I got a second chance. No, you don't. It's not biblical. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew chapter 25, start verse number 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. How beautiful. Now when you read this and you read the other side there from 41 down through 46, you see the contrast. But nothing in between there talks or even come close to talking about a second chance. If you miss heaven, there is no second chance. I'm going to flip the pages over to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Oh, we'll start there at verse number 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest ye sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them and in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Beautiful, confident words. Jesus returning, meeting in the air, taking those back to heaven, the faithful. Talks about the me. He uses words such as we and them, referring to the faithful, those who endured, those who live righteous. It says nothing there about the unrighteous, about those who wasn't prepared. So I can draw a conclusion that they're okay, that they can just stay here, nothing's going to happen to them, that they get a second chance, right? No, well, we can flip on over to 1 Thessalonians and kind of close that out. 1 Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians started chapter 1. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and give to you who trouble rest, with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flame and fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. These passages show that those who know not God and those who've been disobedient, they too shall be taken care of. Eternal destruction, says Paul. So where is the second chance? There is no second chance. If you miss heaven because you chose to live a sinful life, or you chose to hold on to some sin and don't want to let go of it, on the day of judgment, don't expect a second chance. In my short lifetime, I've attended a pretty good bit of a denominational funerals. Every time you attend one, you see the teaching of a second chance taught there. Most of the people there, the people that I've attended, I know they're lost because of the doctrine they're following, and because many of them are because of their lifestyles. That preacher stands there and he talks about that this is our loss and heaven's gain. That's the big saying. Oh, he's going to heaven. They gave him a second chance right there. Not so. My uncle died about 4 years ago. Uncle Sebo. Uncle Sebo was a big time drinker. Uncle Sebo would have beat a woman so badly. Uncle Sebo would gamble and gamble and gamble as much as he could. Uncle Sebo was involved in adultery, fornication, and every other thing. Came that day for his funeral. That preacher stood there and he said, oh, we're losing a great man. Heaven's gain. What he put in practice was a second chance. It's not so, people. It's not so. If we die unfaithful and on the day of judgment, we shall be judged according to that. And if we miss heaven, we miss it. There's no second chance. If we miss heaven, well, there's no makeup test. There's no redoing it. There's simply no second chance. Thirdly and last, if I miss heaven, my soul will be lost eternally. That's just it. If I fool around and be disobedient to God, my soul will be lost eternally. One person once said that the most precious thing we have in our possession is our soul. We ought to take care of it. But you see some people thinking that their homes are more precious than their soul. They spend hours and hours and days in fixing it up, washing it down on Sundays. I knew a young man many years ago in my little community. Every Sunday was not the time to go and worship. It was time to shine that Thunderbird up. He made it shine from tail to tail. Maybe it's jewelry for some people. Some people may think jewelry is so precious. Gotta shine it, gotta keep it, gotta take care of it. Oh, yes, I have to. When all comes down to it, the most precious thing you have in your possession is your soul. And if you miss heaven, it's lost eternally. hell. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. I've always said this, that if you go through the Bible and look at Jesus' teachings, Jesus taught some of the greatest lessons by just simply asking a question. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. What a question to pose before the people. What shall a man profit? What will we profit? What shall I profit if I own everything in Columbus? The biggest houses. What if I own all the land in the world? What if I somehow could acquire all the diamond mine in Africa? What if I could become the most powerful man in the world? And enjoy all the pleasures that I desire when it all comes down to it. What has I profited? What have I gained? Nothing if I lose my soul. If I miss heaven, I will be lost eternally. That's just that. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25:41, he says, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Then at the bottom of the chapter, verse number 46, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. See, there's no and ifs and buts about it. If I miss heaven, I'm going to hell. It's going to be punishment that will never, never, ever end. Talked with a guy while I was in Oxford last weekend. He said he had talked with a guy who was trying to get him to believe that when you talk about eternal fire burning forever, eternal punishment, that it's just temporal. It'll last for a little while. No, it's not. Because if that's the case, then heaven's going to last for a little while. If I miss heaven, I will have missed it all. No matter what I acquire in life, if I miss heaven, I've missed it all. If I miss heaven, I get no second chance. I don't get a chance to redo it. I don't get a chance to relive my life. It's over. That's it. I must face the consequences of the day of judgment and living my life in hell. If I miss heaven, no second chance. Thirdly, if I miss heaven, I'm lost eternally. We're going to sing a song that I got Jacob to select, I'll Fly Away. And we sing that song a lot here. I'll Fly Away. You know, sometimes you can sing a lot. I'll Fly Away. When you stop and you think about your life, if there's sin in your life and you don't care about correcting the sin, and you're going to leave it that way, do you really expect on the day of judgment to fly away and be with Jesus? I'll fly away. As a Christian, if there is sin in your life, please correct it by way of repenting. Turn away from it. Depart yourself from that sin so that you can be prepared so that you do not miss heaven. Because as I've said, you miss heaven, you missed it all. For those in here who are not Christians, stop and think this thing over. This is not one of these things where he says, so what? This is not like one of the latest gadgets coming out and I don't have it. And I say, oh, so what? I can do without it. This is your eternal salvation on the line. If you mess it up and miss heaven, that's it. The end. But you don't have to miss heaven. The Bible says, you can be one who's willing to hear the word of God, one who believes the word of God, repent by turning away from your sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, come forward and make that great confession and be baptized in the water, washing all your sins away and starting out this new, brand new journey on your pathway to heaven. Or you can stay there in your seat and make no decision and get closer and closer and closer to missing heaven for eternity. Be wise. Make the right decision. Sing the invitation song.